The Gemara Yud Gimel on the base, about 10 lines from the top, quotes the Machlekes Hatanoim, quotes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon regarding Smicha on a Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur. Usually a Korban Tzibur, there is no Smicha, because Smicha can only be done by the Bala Korban. So it's a Korban Yochid, the Yochid of Smicha. If somebody's Mishalech Korban Oysav, he doesn't show up in the Beis HaMikdash, he sends someone else to bring his Korban. So the Shalich does not do Smicha. And the Mishnah lists off a few, three or four unusual cases, Machlokes HaTanaim, how many cases there are, that you do smicha on a korban tzibur. How are you going to have the whole tzibur do smicha? So the Pasuk says there, a representation of the Bez Nagadol should do smicha on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. This is, we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik, there are two different parshas of Bez Nagadol. One is in Parshas Bahaloischa, and then there's another parsha, Bez Nagadol, and parsha Shoftim, that's the psokim of the Bez Nagadol. Bez Nagadol is the Supreme Court, whatever they paskin is binding on all of the Shvatim. And this in parsha Baloscha, Sheyadaita, Kehem Ziknei Ha'am Neshoitvim, that's a different din of Bez Nagadol, that they represent Klal Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik said that you see in the Rambam like that, here this, that's the whole idea of the Bezna, three or five of the Bezna God representing all of Klal Yisrael to do smicha on the Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur. Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur is if there is a unanimous vote, all 71 members of the Bezna God made a mistake and they allowed a certain Iser Kores and the Rav HaTzibur in Eretz Yisrael, 51% of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael violated the Iser. So normally when a person does an Aver B'Shegig, Kol she's done a Kores, so she goes a Chatos. If a person would have done the Aver B'Mezid, he would have been Chayiv Kores. So if he does that Aver B'Shegig, he has to bring a Chatos. But if you have 7 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and and 4 million of the 7 million Jews violated an Iser, the exact same Iser, because the chief rabbi said it's Mutter, Bez Nagadol said it's Mutter, a unanimous vote, all 71 said it's Mutter. So then instead of requiring of each and every single person he should bring a korban chatos, kizbo sira, Bez Nagadol brings a parhal and dovah shel tzibur, and everybody gets a kapar. We don't have any record whether they ever brought such a, whether it ever happened, but on the books there is such a din. The whole first perek in Maseches Haris is dedicated to the details of the halacha of parhal and dovah shel tzibur. Even if it never happened, but you see from the fact that the Torah records such an institution, that we don't believe in the infallibility of the Gedolei Hador. Theoretically, it's possible that all 71 will vote and make a mistake on the Nisa Koris, and theoretically, the whole Rav HaTzibur violated. So this is one case where the Bez Nagadol represents the Tzibur. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Rambam in two different places writes about Kibush Rabim. The Gemara in the first perek in Gitna and Davches and many other places, the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim regarding Kibush Surya. David HaMelech would kibush Surya, and that was only Kibush Yochid. It wasn't a Kibush Rabim. So the Gemara has a machlokes HaTanaim where the Kibush Surya, Shmei Kibush Olav, Shmei Kibush Surya, was Chayv and Mitzvahs. Was a Chayv in HaTorah? Because in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you have to have Kibush Rabim. So, do you require Kibush Rabim? David HaMelech only made a Kibush Yochid. Do you require Kibush Rabim? Is Kibush Yochid also good? So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. It's very unclear, Stam Dat Gemara, it's very unclear. What are the Tanaim? The Tanaim lived after the Churban Hasheni. So what are they talking about ancient history? Whether in the days of David HaMelech, whether Surya was Chayv and Chumash Maisis Ben HaTorim the Rabbanu, whatever it was then, ended at the end of the Bais Rishon period. Because we paskin, there was a machlokes HaTanaim, we paskin Kedusha Rishon Elokit Shel Asi Lovan. So whatever was Kaddish, Ayideh Yeshua Benun, Eretz is all proper, forget about Surya. All of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha was Batl over 70 years. So whatever was, it's ancient history. So what are the Tanaim arguing with the Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush Anat, in the days of Davon Melch, it's irrelevant later on. Shailas, did the Jews move back or not? Was there a Kedusha Shni or not? The Gemara says, in the beginning of Chulin and other places, the Gemara says, Harbe Krachm Kovshalim Mitzrayim, Velo Kovshim Olei Bovel. There are many areas that had Kedusha Rishayna, and it didn't get Kedusha Shniyah. They made a political decision not to be Mekadosh all of Eretzah because it was difficult for Shemitah purposes. Shemitah was always a problem. So they left that place. So what are they arguing? Whether in the days of David HaMelech, whether Syria had Kedusha. They should argue. The question is whether the Jews moved back or not. Was there a Kedusha Shnia or not? Not the Shaila, was there Kedusha Rishonah? If the Kedusha Rishonah is irrelevant. It was all Bapu.
How can you have a Kedusha Shnia if there was a Kedusha Rishonah?
Oh, so that's what. Why not? Why can't you have a Kedusha Shnia if there's no Kedusha Rishayna? Why not?
Because you're
the answer must be you can't have a Kedusha Shnia if you didn't have a Kedusha Rishayna.
Yeah.
Why not? So the answer is that's where Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explained. The Kedusha Rishayna was Ayidei Kibush. So whatever areas in Eretz Yisrael had Kibush v'chiluk, the Chaluka was the Gmar HaKibush. So whichever areas had Kedusha Rishayna, Ayidei Kibush, they would be able to be Mekadosh the Kedusha Shnia without doing any kibush. Because the Yerushalmi has a comment on the Pasuk at the end of the Teichacha. It says that after we'll be punished and HaKadosh Baruch will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, we'll have it better off than our ancestors ever had. And what way did they have it better off? So the Yerushalmi interprets in the Pasuk an additional level of interpretation. Until after 14 years, because he needed Shevesh Kosher and Shevesh Chilku. And when they came back after Golas Bavel, right away when they moved back into Eretz Israel to reawaken a Kedusha that was once there, if there was at one time a Kedusha Rishayna, Ayde Kibush, then you can accomplish a Kedusha Shnia, Ayde Chazoka. The Rambam coins those expressions. The Rambam says Kedusha Rishayna was Ayidei Kibush and Kedusha Shnia was Ayidei Chazaka, the moving back. So if there was an area that had Kedusha Rishayna, Ayidei Kibush, so then you can reawaken the Kedusha, you can create another Kedusha, Ayidei Chazaka. So that's the Machlokes HaTorah. It seems that they all agree that the Jews did move back into Syria and should have been able to have a Kedusha Shnia. If it ever had a Kedusha Rishayna Deraisa, then you can reawaken. Because in the beginning of the Baisheni period till the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no kibush. There was no Jewish government. The Chashmonaim were 203 years or something before the Churban HaBayis. So that was deep into the Baisheni period. According to the Gemara, Baisheni was 420 years. According to the history books, it was 150 years longer than that. So for quite a few years, there was no kibush at all in the Baisheni. There was no Jewish government at all till the Chashmonaim. The correct way to fulfill the mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash, the Gemara says, is gimel mitzvahs nitztav yisro b'chnisasam la'aretz. The correct way to build a beis hamikdash is to do three mitzvahs in the correct order. First is l'hamid l'hamelach, to have a Jewish government over all of Eretz Yisrael. Then l'hachri zarish al ha'molek, and only after that lifnas l'ham beis ha'bchira. So when the three nevim, chagas ha'malachim, were encouraging b'nei Yisro, they should build a beis hamikdash, that was a Yotze min haklal. That was a Hirah Shoah. The Inkered Din, they weren't mechuyif to build. Midin HaDeraisa, they weren't mechuyif to build a Beis HaMikdash. You're only mechuyif if you first have Lahamed Lahamelech, which they didn't have till the Tekufas Chashmonaim. So when they did establish the Malchus, true it wasn't Malchus Beis David. Chashmonaim, the whole Baisheni period, there was no Malchus Beis David. The Chashmonaim were Kohanim from Shevet Levi. Malchus Beis David has to be from Shevet Yehuda. That was what Bianca Rabina said, Layosu Shevet Yehuda. The Malchus is supposed to remain in Shevet Yehuda. So the Chashmonaim was not the preferred government. Preferred would be Malchus Beis David. But nonetheless, when you have a Jewish government controlling Eretz Yisrael, this enhances the Chashivas of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, all the years before the Malchus of Chashmonaim, was really incomplete because it's supposed to be first Muhammad Lahamelech. And under a Jewish government, then you have a Beis HaMikdash. The government was a Goyisha government all the years in the beginning.
What does Rambam mean by the Lashon Chazaka? Don't you lose your Chazaka by not being around for decades?
That's a question. What does it mean? The Rambam says the Kedusha Shnia was created like the Chazaka. So Rabbi Zalman Meltzer understood, and Ibn Ozel, he understood what it means is Kinya Chazaka. He understood that the Jewish people lost the ownership of Eretz Yisrael during the 70 years of Golas Bavel. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him permission and they made a Kinya Chazaka on the land. And that's why Rabbi Gorin once visited the yeshiva after the Sinai campaign. So he gave a shiur in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class Rabbi Soloveitchik was learning Sanhedrin that year. The whole yeshiva was learning the beginning of Sanhedrin. So he gave a shiur on that top. He was a sumik like Rabbi Zalman. Rabbi Soloveitchik opposed it very much. He said, Chas v'shalom, the Jewish people never lost their ownership of Eretz Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris and a shvua, that Eretz Yisrael always belongs to the Jewish people. We never lost our ownership. Avraham Avinu made a kinyan chazaka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Kum b'salf bar oretz lo'orko l'rachbo, kiluchoy teneno. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf, that was a kinyan chazaka. And that's a machloikes hatanoim in the Mishnah there, whether that form of kinyan chazaka, walking around the borders, whether that even works bizman hazeh. If I sell a shvil shal kramim to someone else and I tell him make a chazaka, if he walks around the borders, is it good? We paskin is no good. That was only Hirasha once in the history of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, I give you authorization to be koine Eretz Yisrael with chazaka. But when the Rambam says that the kedusha shneim aydei chazaka, Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that it meant kinyan chazaka. He thought like the Chazon Ish writes, the Jewish people never lost their ownership of Eretz Yisrael. Chazaka just means they moved in and they inhabited the location. Chazaka means to move in. So that's what the Yerushalmi derives from the pasuk. When we will return back to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be easier for the Kedusha Shneir than it was for the Kedusha Rishayim. That's what Rab Chaim explained in the Gemara. What are the Tanoim arguing whether Surya has a Kedusha Deraisa? Only the Rabbanan. That argument is ancient history. That was before the Churban Bayis Rishon. But now we live after the Golas Bavel, after the Tkufas Bayis Sheni. So they were Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael all over again. So the question is, did the Jews ever move into Surya? Did they reestablish the Kedusha? Either they did or they didn't. But what has it got to do with the Kedusha Rishayna? So that's what he explained. Based on that pasuk, that's the whole marker that you can be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. Any area that had Kedusha Rishayna, Aydei Kibush, can acquire Kedusha Shnei Aydei Chazaka. So that was the machlokes. Did Surya ever get a Kedusha Rishayna Aydei Kibush? Because it was problematic. It was a Kibush Yochid.
Why wasn't the
shaila
about Avraham Avinu?
Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael didn't have kedusha yet till the days of Yeshua ben Nun.
Just had ownership and
acquisition. Ownership, right? Ownership. Taisus in Yevamos Daf Pei Beis quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel says kedusha Rishayna was from the days of Avraham Avinu, and kedusha Shnei is from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Taisus says all kakai kedusha. There was no kedusha in the days of Avraham Avinu. Kedusha Rishayna was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. And after the 15th year was the first year that Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha. 15th year Mishav Yisrael HaSayardin. And that Kedusha Rishayna was a machloikes, and the generally accepted opinion that we passed like that was Kedusha Rishayna was Batla at the time that the Babylonian armies undid the Kibush of the Jewish people. We lost our Kibush over Eretz Yisrael, so the Kedusha was cancelled, but the ownership was not cancelled. The ownership should have been cancelled based on the principle of Kibush Melchama. The Gemara in the Sugi in Gittin, around Daf Lamed Tes or so the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that if one country wages war against another country, the country that wins the war acquires ownership of all of the people as slaves, and all of the territory, the karka, and all the metal from the automobiles, and all the houses, everything. Everything belongs to the winning country. So everything is subject to Kibush Melchama. If you have one non-Jewish nation wins a war against another nation, or if a Jewish people lose ownership to the Goyim, or the Goyim lose ownership to the Jews, whoever wins the war acquires ownership. And the one exception to the rule is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not subject to Kibush Melchama. It cannot be taken away from the Jewish people. That was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris with Avraham and with Yitzchak and Yankiv. The bris means that Eretz Yisrael will always belong to the Jewish people. As Rav Soloveitchik used to repeat, we shouldn't feel a debt of gratitude to the British for giving us Eretz Yisrael. After the First World War, they were balabatim over Eretz Yisrael, the British mandate. We don't have to express our gratitude to them. It never belonged to them in the first place. Eretz Yisrael always belonged to the Jewish people. So the Rambam quotes this din. We pass on the kibush yochad lav shmei kibush. You have to have kibush rabim. So the Rambam in two different places gives you a definition of kibush rabim. So one is the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, where he describes what is Eretz Yisrael that's kodesh b'kedusha sa'aretz, that area should be chayv in all the mitzvahs al tliz baretz. And one is in Hilchas Malachim, when he speaks about the king conquering a land. So the Rambam in one place describes kibush rabim a kibush midas rov Yisrael, that rov Klal Yisrael is happy with the kibush. And the other place, the Rambam writes kibush rabbi, means a kibush with the approval of the Bez Nagon. So how come he didn't put the two together? He should have put the one place or the other place or both places. He should have put the both conditions together. You need midas rabbim and you need Sanhedrin. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not two different conditions. It's the same one. If the Bez Nagodol approves, Bez Nagodol there to declare it as kibush rabbim represents das raiv hakol. It's not that the Bez Nagodol paskin shailas. It's that Bez Nagodol is representing das raiv Yisrael. So here also, this is the whole idea of smicha b'parhal and davashot tzibur. You take either three or five, a bezna three or five, members of the Bez Nagodol, and they do smicha and the korban tzibur on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So Soloveitchik thought that this is the pshat in the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah says the Kuf and Gimel, that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana used to be taken care of by the Bez Nagodol, and the Halacha Moshe Mesinai says that Bizman Shein Bez Nagodol, the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael take care of it. So how did it switch all of a sudden? So he thought, no, the Bez Nagodol, when they always used to do it also, they didn't do it B'toras Bez Nagodol Supreme Court. They did it B'toras representatives of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is supposed to be Mekadosh Chodoshim and Ma'abashonim. The Haraya that the Gemara says when you say Kiddush on Shabbos, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. When you daven Musaf on Rish Chodesh, or you daven Musaf on Yontif, you daven Tfilas Yontif, or you say Kiddush on Yontif, say Mekadesh Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Why do you say Mekadesh Yisrael? Because Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadshi L'Rosh HaKadosh, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadshi L'Zman. Shabbos, the Gemara says, is Kviya V'Kaima from Sheshes Mebreshes. When the Baruch Shalom created the world, he declared then every seventh day should be Kodesh, B'Kedusha Shabbos, by Rosh Chodesh and Yontif is Miskadesh Alidei Klal Yisrael. Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadshi L'Zman. Rav Soloveitchik said, but why Mekadesh Yisrael, the Mekadshi L'Zman? Bez Nagodol does that. Not Yisrael. I mean, we changed the Nusach now. After the Bez Nagodol disappeared, now we say the Nusach, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And you say the same Mekadosh Bezn V'Hazmanim. We have no source for such a suggestion. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, no, even when there used to be the Bez Nagodol, and the Rambam says that the din was when there's Bez Nagodol, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. Ramban thinks that any Bezn of three can make Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't really have to be Bez Nagodol. Said, it's not their Cheretz. Three rabbis, Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, are going to get together to decide when Rosh Chodesh is. It's an issue that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael. So it's not Derech Eretz when you have a Bez Nagodol. Bez Nagodol should really declare, because it's a kvius that's negated to the whole of Klal Yisrael. But strictly speaking, the Rabban says, you know, you never really needed Bez Nagodol. Out of respect for Bez Nagodol, you should have them take care of it. But the Rambam holds not so, that Halacha requires Acharis Halachem, Moshe Rabbeinu was b'mokam ayin aleph koi. There you have to have dafke bez nagodol. And b'zman shein bez nagodol, then the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who, by observing Rosh Chodesh, by announcing the Shabbos in advance, you bench Rosh Chodesh, then you daven on Rosh Chodesh, you say yalav yavoy, and you say musaf, and so on. So this is the kviyas of Rosh Chodesh. That's how you make Rosh Chodesh. So the Rambam says only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the tzibur, the Jews who live in Chutz Lartz are not the tzibur. So the Jewish people make it into Rosh Chodesh today. And what did it used to be? Bez Nagodol used to make it. No, the Nusach Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. So he thought that Bez Nagodol there, by the Kviyas Haluach also, Bez Nagodol represents Klal Yisrael. They don't do B'toras Bez Nagodol or Parshas Shoftim, they do B'toras Bez Nagodol or Parshas B'ha'alo Yisrael. Anyway, so here's the din of Smicha by Parham Dovashet Tzibur, that's the Pasuk in Chumash. You have to have... Zikneho Eida and the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon were the three or five. They all agree that the people from the Bez Nagodol represent Klal Yisrael. They have to constitute a Bezn. So they apply the rule in Bezn Shokel. From the Psukim it would appear that you only need two or four members of the Zikneho Eida, two or four members of the Bez Nagodol. But all the Tanaim assume that it's not Stam two or four, it's a Bezn. It's a bezin, so there's a din in bezin shokel, even though they're not voting on anything. The whole reason why you need a bezin noter is that you don't want to have a tie vote if there'll be a machlekes and psak halachas. What do you need a bezin noter here for? They're not voting on anything. It's just a maisa bezin. they do the smicha to represent all of Klal Yisrael. So the Tosfos has 2 days about this. Tosfos asks the kasha. So Tosfos gives Tosfos Yevamos, I think, in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. But Chalitza also, the psukim indicate that you need either 2 or 4. So it's a machlokes hatanaim whether you need 3 or 5. Because everybody agrees that we apply the rule of ein bezen shokol. So Tosfos there asks the question. The Rishonim here asks the question. What kind of bezen noita? They're not voting on anything. So Tosfos gives 2 suggestions. One suggestion is there may be an issue, a shaila in halacha may come up, and they'll have to vote on it. So this is a question of why did these 2 or 4 have the right to vote? If there's a shaila, how to do the smicha? Let them ask the members of the, let them go back to the bezen avodah and ask everybody, why would they author? Who authorized them that they should pass on the shaila? And when you do a chalitza, the shaila is going to come up. They'll call up Rav Moshe. They're not going to pass it on the road. They call up someone else and they'll ask him how to do it. It's very strange. And then the other answer that Tosfos gives is, no, kach nemar halacha. Any bezin, even though the bezin is not going to vote on any halachic issues, that's not halacha. You need a bezin noita. The ikad din a bezin noita is because of when they're voting on something. So you don't want to have a tie vote. You don't want to have a split vote. You always have. You don't want to have a tie. So you have a bezin noita, so you'll be able to be machriya. But once you have that halacha, that's the reason for the halacha. So the halacha applies even at a bezin that's doing a maisa bezin, even though they're not voting on anything. There isn't going to be any split vote. So that's the machleikah satanoim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah, whether the smicha of the representatives of the bezin agadol, a parham davashal tzibur, whether it requires a bezin of 3 or 5. Then the Gemara quotes Tana, we have a braisa. We mentioned that Balamor has what he calls Sefer Hatzava. It's at the end of Chulin. The printers didn't print it in the Vilna Shas. The end of Chulin is printed in the Sefer Tmim Deim. Tmim Deim is a collection of tshuvas by the Ravid. There were 3 Ravids. One Ravid wrote a history book, so they never quote him in Halacha. The other 2 Ravids were father-in-law and a son-in-law. The father-in-law was known as the author of the Eshkol, Rabin Avram ben Yitzchak, Rabin Avram Abbezin of Narbona, so they call him the Ravid. And then his son-in-law was the famous Ravid who wrote the Hasagas on the Balamor. He learned Bechabusha with the Balamor, and he wrote Hasagas on the Rambam, Hasagas on the Rif, and Hasagas on the Balamor. Hasagas are Ravid. So the Shach writes in Yeruday that sometimes Achreinim are bothered with a steer. Here they quote the Ravid saying one way, here they quote the Ravid saying another way. So he says there are 2 different Ravids. One was the father-in-law, the Balo Eshkol, one was the son-in-law, the one who wrote the Hasagas on the Rambam. So the Tmim Deim is a mainly collection of tshuvas by the Ravid, by the Chabrus of the Balamor. Then at the end of the Tmim Deim they have odds and ends of other likutim. So they have the Sefer Hatzava, which is a cute little shtick by the Balamor. He said, just like we mentioned it already, just like the Yud Gimel Shatar and Edreshes Bam, how to read in between the lines. The Torah Shabbat Peh reads in between the lines. Klal Prata Klal Dom Shayyub Klal V'yatsim Ara Klal. So too the Yud Gimel Lira Shatar and Edreshes Bam in reading Gemara. So he says that the word Savruha, it's a totally different Lira Shatar and Edreshes Bam. So he says the word Savruha usually means the Talmidim and the Yeshiva thought mistakenly the din is like this, and then they came to the realization that it's not so. And so he says that's what the word Savruha is, a technical term. The whole 13 Klolim are technical terms that appear in the Gemara, and sometimes there's an exception to the rule, doesn't have that meaning. So on the first daf in Baba Basra, you have Savruha. And Tosfos points out, and based on Manalaf, this Savruha remains Lamaskona. Usually Savruha means Avami. Then he talks about you have sometimes the exact same lashon. The Gemara is also Meres Abedevi Gufakoni. It's also Meres Abedevi Engufakoni. You have the exact same expression, and it has a different meaning in the different Gemaras. So he points that out. Then he points out we introduce a brayse in the Gemara. Sometimes we say Tana Rabbanan, sometimes we say Tanya, and sometimes we say Tana. So he says whatever it says Tana, it's a brayse that was composed, that was originally written as a commentary on the Mishnah. And Tana Rabbanan is an independent brayse. Tanya and Tana Rabbanan is an independent brayse. He tells you the difference also between Tana Rabbanan and Tanya. Okay. So here it says Tana, we have a brisa which is like a period about Tanura on the Mishnah. This brisa was composed as a commentary on the Mishnah. The Mishnah only says Smicha Bishloisha, so the brisa says Smicha Usmicha Zekeinim Bishloisha. So the Gemara wants to know what are the 2 things. Smicha means the Smicha Pahalam Dovashal Tzibur, That's a chumash. What is smicha zikeinim? We would have thought smicha zikeinim means, but the three or five members of the Bez Nagar do this smicha. Alam parham davar shel tzibur. So Rabbi Yechanan says, no, smicha zikeinim means mismach savi, to give ordination, to give smicha. Sure. So that's Rabbi Yechanan interpreted pshat in the price. So the Gemara wants to know, where is the mokker and chumash? Everything has to have a mokker. So the mokker for the machleg zabiyud Reb Shimon, the Gemara worked out around the mokker, whether it's three or five. What's the mokker for the smich of shloisha by conferring ordination? Omla Abai l'Rab Yosef. Abai was a Talmud of Rab Yosef. Mismach savit b'shloisha. Minolim, where is their mokker and chumash? Ilemu. If you should say, milch siv, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha to Yoshua. V'yismach as yodav olov. So that doesn't say three pili, hachas tizgi b'chad. So that's one person giving smicha. V'chi teiman, if you'll suggest, Moshe b'mokim shiv me'echad koi, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says in the second parak, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status, at the end of the first parak it had, second parak more about it, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of Bez Nagar. Because it says, kol hadavar kasha yivin alech, kol hadavar hagodol yivin alech, kol hadavar kotum yishputu heim. When Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Hamad as Dayanim, So Yisro's comments are recorded by the Chumash. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's verbatim what he said, but the Chumash records it, so we can learn out halachas from what Yisro says also. Dover HaGodol Yavriyu Ailecho. Dover HaGodol means Dvarav Shel Godol. If there's a din Torah about the Melech or about the Kain Godol, that you have to go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu Mamokam Ayin Aleph Koi. If the Melech or the Kain Godol has a din Torah about Dini Maminis, that's not a Dover HaGodol. But if you want to discuss whether the Melech or the Kain Godol is Chayv Misa, so that's a Dover HaGodol. So for that you need Ayin Aleph. It's not enough Bez and Shal Chav Gimel. Plain Din in the Foshes for anybody else is a Sanhedrin Tanav Chav Gimel. But for the Melech and the Kain Godol, that's called Hadova Godol, Dvorav Shal Godol, Yaviyu Eilecha, because Moshe Rabbeinu is B'mokam Ayin Aleph Koi. So that's what the Gemara says. If you learn, Eilema, if you should say that you'll derive from the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu conferred Smicha to Yeshua ben Nun, to his Gibichat, should be sufficient one. And the Chitema is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a Bezdin, but he didn't have a din of Bezdin of Shloisha, he had a din of Bezdin of Ayin Aleph, so you should need Shiv Meyechot. The Gemara says, Kasha, we don't know what the source is. We don't know what the source is that you have a bezin of three. That's the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this din, he says you need a bezin of three, and one of the three should have smicha. One of the three should have smicha. So it's funny. You have two balabatim who are not ordained, and they're conferring smicha to the third guy. Two are balabatim. One is a rabbi who has smicha. So the three bezin of three are conferring smicha to another person. How can you give? That's the highest level of charity, giving something that you don't even have. You can't afford. You guy doesn't have smicha himself. How did he give smicha? So Soloveitchik said, you see that the Rama holds you need a bezin, and smicha is not a din in bezin. Taisa seems to hold. Taisa says to Kasha, how can we make a couple gerim as manazer? The Gemara learns that from a post of ger tzor shlosha, that geris has to be done under the auspices of a bezin. And Taisa says, in order to constitute a bezin, you have to have smicha. So nobody today has any bona fide smicha. The Rambo, we mentioned, Rambo quotes the Abarbanel, one place in the whole Shulchan Aruch. Rambo quotes the Abarbanel in Yeridei, Hilchus Tamid Chachamim, that the Abarbanel says that there's no real smicha of Zmanes. That's only imitation smicha. It's the takona of Rebbe, that when Rebbe was in the city Aku, and the different stories came up, he thought that may beats him, that water from the puddle. It's not machshel kabel tumah, and he really said may beats him. He said may peris on the machshel kabel tumah. Balabatim thought that may beats him and not machshel kabel tumah. So Rebbe made a takana talmud al yore. Okay, not to be shus meirav. No one should paskan any shailas. No one should teach any Torah. Al yore shouldn't teach in paskan unless they have natilas vishus. So that's what we call smicha today. That's that takana's Rebbe. And the Rebbe won't give smicha to the Talmud unless he knows the halachas and he knows how to speak well. He has to have lessons in public speaking, that he should know how to pronounce Hebrew properly. If he stutters, he stammers, and he doesn't speak clearly, so they're not supposed to give him smicha. Because that's the Maaseh Shaya was like that. The Talmud spoke a different dialect of Hebrew or Aramaic or whatever it was. He didn't speak clearly, and the Balabatim misunderstood what he said. So that's part of the smicha program. They have to have courses on homiletics, and cause us an elocution, and how to speak properly. Before they give you a smicha, they have to know that you know the dinim and you know how to present the halachas also. So that's what Tosfos says. We don't have any smicha today. The smicha and the real smicha deraisa ended 1500 years ago. So we just have imitation smicha. So how can we make mekabel ger mizmanas? We assume that mekabel ger mizmanas is really menatera. They become ger menatera, but you need a bezin. So Tosfos gives answers to the kasha. So the Rashba on Tosfos in different mesichtas raises the issue. So the Rashba is in Yevamos, where the sugya of gerus appears around Memhei Mavov over there. So the Rashba quotes the Tosfos in Yevamos and Gittin and different mesichtas. They ask it. So the Rashba says he doesn't think that it's a good kasha at all. He thinks that the Rambam also mashma. You never needed smicha. The Rambam and the Rashba seem to hold that you never needed any smicha, even bisman that there was smuchim available. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was smuchim available. Shidmas came. You never needed smicha for geris. Tosfos seems to hold that smicha is a din in bezin, and the Rambam and the Rashba seem to hold that smicha is a din in paskin and shaylas. So over here, the people who confer smicha don't have to paskin that this fellow is roy to get smicha. The Gemara is going to say later. Someone can send them a letter. This fellow is roy to, let's say, someone from Bovel. Learned very well, and he goes to Eretzel to get smicha. So the Rabbanim and Yeshiva and Bob will send a letter to the Rabbanim and Eretzel, please give the guy smicha. They can rely on the letter. They don't have to fahir him. They don't have to give him a bechina. So the Bezna who are giving the smicha just doing a maisa Bezna. They're not paskening. That is roy to get smicha. So that's what the Rambam thinks, that the Bezna for smicha can be hadyotos. You don't need smicha to constitute a bezin to confer smicha. So why does it require that one of the three should be a samach? Echemem should be samach. That's a different story. If one of them, none of them will be samach, and won't be ish mepi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Smicha is a shalshavas hamasor from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what the Rambam writes. You need three members of the bezin to confer smicha. And one of the three himself should be a samach, that it should be ish mepi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. But you don't really require, that's the way it says in Rambam, you don't require that all three of them should have smicha. Unless you should assume that there's a misprint in the Rambam, the Tosfos Yontav, on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, they quote the Tosfos Yontav suggested that maybe it's a misprint, that it shouldn't say the echad mehem samach, maybe it should say the kol echad ve echad mehem samach. Each one of them should have smicha. So why should he write the kol echad? He should have written v'shloshtam smuchim. Why kol echad ve echad samach? So the reading, the standard reading, we should check out in a new edition, in the new Frankel Rambam. What does it say there?
And there are also other Rishonim who also agree with the Rambam. It's not like such a sure spot. The Rambam and our Sugya and the Meiri both say that you only need one Rishonim.
Oh yeah, well the Meiri always quotes the Rambam. Means, but that was the Girsa that he had in the Rambam.
He said that he wasn't necessarily quoting the Rambam. I'm saying, but the fact that they hold it is not so sure. They have to change the Girsa.
Okay, good. Very good. So that's what the Gemara says. To confer smicha, you need a bezna of three. But we have a kasha, we don't know what the mocker is in the Chumash. How do you do smicha? So when Moshe Rabbeinu conferred smicha on Yeshua, it says, Vayismach es yod avolam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Samachtra es yodcha, put one hand, and the mice, he put both hands. That's what the Mephoshim discussed. Why wasn't he in violation of Baal Tosi?
Giving smicha clearly requires some sort of
That's what you see from the Gemara later, that the ones who confer smicha don't have to make the decision that is worthy of getting smicha. Someone else can send them a letter that we know this candidate and he deserves to have smicha, and you just, the Rabbanim Chutzlort can send a letter to Eretz Yisrael, so the rabbi in Eretz Yisrael who can confer the smicha doesn't even have to look into it. He doesn't have to make a psak. Someone else made the decision for him that you can confer smicha. Someone has to make the decision. But you don't need a bezna for that. Whoever knows, the fellow can decide. So Moshe Rabbeinu is instructed to give smicha biyad on Yeshua ben Nun. Then Moshe Rabbeinu conferred smicha on the Shivim Mizikenim, and he made a bezna avoro. So the Gemara says, Omele Rav HaVach Rav Ashi, biyoda mamish samchin lei, when you give smicha today, in the days of the Amoraim, do you really confer smicha by putting your hand on the person or just by giving a title? Amalei, so Rav Ashi answers back, Samchalei Bishmo, no, you don't need smicha biyat. Korele Rebbe, we declare that he gets the title Rebbe, Viavle Rishus Lebein Dinik Nosses. Sure. So that's a question. Yehoshua ben Nun was one long exception to the way Hatzmicha Biyad. So the Rambam writes an interesting comment. We don't know exactly where he got it from. He says, all of the Shivim Zekenim who got Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, they all had Smicha Biyad. Moshe Rabbeinu's Smicha was the exception to the rule that it was Smicha Biyad, not Yehoshua ben Nun's Smicha. Moshe Rabbeinu's Smicha was Smicha Biyad, and after Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's Smicha B'Shem. The Maskilim in Europe, I don't know why they had this bug. No, Smicha always used to be Biyad until the persecution. The Gemara is going to tell the way on Yudal and Manaf. They killed the Tana Rabbi Yudah ben Bavam because he gave Smicha to the five Chachamim. So when it became too dangerous to give Smicha Biyad, so from that time on they stopped giving Smicha Biyad and they started giving Smicha B'Shem. I don't know what possessed them, why they decided to say it like that. So for some reason or another, Rabbi Herzog said the same thing. Rabbi Herzog published a shir on Sanhedrin. It says Shir Aleph on every page. He gave one shir. It's a book that's 300 pages long. I don't know who lasted to the end of the shir. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to give a Yahrzeit drasha 4 hours, 5 hours. It wouldn't be 300 pages in a whole book. I have the sefer at home. I never read it. So apparently in his sefer he says what the maskilim said, what the shtick that they said. That smicha always used to be biyad until the gzeiras hashma, until the Roman gave him a hard time. From then on, it was smicha b'shem. So Rav Moshe Feinstein sent Rabbi Herzog a very nasty letter. That's the first letter in the Igros Moshe Chelek Choshe Mishpat. It was a letter to Rabbi Herzog where he says you're not allowed to say that, it's against the Gemara. So the letter as it was printed is pretty nasty. We used to have a Rebbe here in Yeshiva, and this Nalpert, he said he saw the original letter before it was doctored up, before it was edited, when it was printed in the Igros Moshe, he said it was nastier. The original letter was nastier than the way it was printed. And Moshe toned it down when he printed it. I don't understand why the Maskilim in Europe had this shtick, and why Rabbi Herzog have to pick up the shtick from the Maskilim. I don't know, Rabbi Herzog was a big autumn goal. I don't know. Anyway, this is the Gemara. The Gemara seems to say either Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rama says Moshe Rabbeinu was the exception to the rule. A Pasha Pshat is not like the Rama in Hilchos Sanhedrin. That Yeshua ben Nun was the one and only exception to the rule. He had Smicha B'Yad, and all the other Smichas are Smicha B'Shem. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, is that true? B'chad lo samach, an individual Talmid Chacham cannot confer Smicha. I v'am Rab Yudah, Marab, Ram Zachor Osah Ho'ish Letov. Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, we should remember the Torah of Rabbi Yudah ben Bava that he was Moisa Nefesh, literally he gave up his life in order to confer Smicha to the five Tanoim. So it sounds from the whole story that he gave Smicha all by himself. So the Kasha, the quotation goes till around 15 lines from the top of Yudalet and Aleph. The line begins with the word Barzel, Vasu Kikvora. That's the end of the quotation. So then the Gemara answered, they had another two rabbis with him. So why didn't they mention it when they said over the whole story? The reason why they didn't mention the other two, Mishum Kvoda, the Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. He was a real prominent one. He gave the smicha. The other two were just, you need a formality of a bezna of three. According to the Rambam, the other two don't even have to have smicha themselves. The other two can be balabatim. They don't have to be learning Talmid HaChacham. The Gemara is going to tell the same thing later, that someone was giving smicha, so it's either this prominent person gave smicha and he had someone else with him, the other two people with him, or who was the more prominent. So whenever you say somebody gave smicha, you're mentioning the main person who gave the smicha, and the other two who joined along to constitute the bezin are not being mentioned. Fine. So Rabbi Yudah ben Bava was Moisa Nefesh. The smicha shel malihu, if not for him, all the laws of Knas would have been forgotten. Nishtaku dina knasis meso. Gemara says, interrupts the quotation. Nishtaku. What do you mean it would have been forgotten? Nigrasinu. So let's sit and learn it. What? The Torah will never be forgotten. The Gemara says, in the end of Masech Shabbos, kilosu shochach mi pizaro. We have a promise from the Chumash, the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. So what do you mean if not for him, the Torah, all the Hilchas knasis would have been forgotten? Elul Gemara says, not would have been forgotten. The Torah will never be forgotten. Every generation. Maybe you skip a generation once in a while, but then the next generation, they're going to be Talmidei Chacham. Gemara says, no, Ela, Botlu Dina Knosis Mishrom, because there was hardly anybody had smicha, and all those had smicha are afraid to confer the smicha on the people in the next generation, because the Roman government said they're going to kill you. And it's not from the Yehorik Bal Yavar? Is it Yehorik Bal Yavar? You're not allowed to violate the Gimel Averis HaChamuras. even if they threaten to kill your life. But it's a mitzvah saseh. To give smicha is a mitzvah saseh. You don't say yehareg v'yaber a mitzvah saseh. And he felt that it's necessary. He gave up his life. Yehuda ben Bava felt that this was hayrasha. He felt compelled to give up his life in order to confer this smicha.
Can we say the din of farhesia? That, you know, smicha at its core, as you see, we saw in the, that basically it's a din of farhesia.
Right.
That every, so this is, this would be a chilul Hashem.
Apparently, if the whole institution of smicha is going to cease to exist, lemaisa now, we don't, nobody has any smicha. So he felt that's a chilul Hashem, that nobody has any smicha. Yeah. So apparently he felt that you have to, there's an obligation to give up your life. Even though we usually say in Shulchan Aruch, Sem Kufn and Zayin, Second Chelik Yeridah, they have all the rules and regulations of Yehareg Val Yaver, but we assume that on a mitzvah saseh, never say Yehareg Val Yaver. But over here, the whole smicha, the whole institution of smicha is going to disappear. So he felt that that's a chil Hashem. Yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara in some other place give a story about someone who was responsible for receiving the Torah for Klal Yisrael, that he had certain people memorize certain inyanim on, like, and then they would teach others, and the Gemara seems to come to the conclusion that had it not been for him, the Torah would have forgotten.
Torah would have been forgotten, yeah.
So,
Gemara says Rab Chiya. Wrote the Bereshis and Shmos, he trapped the animals and he shechted them and he made parchment out of it, and he wrote Sefer Bereshis. Shmos, he kind of taught different children, groups of children, Chumash, taught them teach each other. So the Gemara said, if not for him, that's what he would have done. He says he would have done that. If not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten. It was a big Marbitz Torah Baram, yeah.
So doesn't the Gemara seem to say over there that the Torah would have been forgotten?
It means there would have been fewer people learning because of him. There were more people learning. Torah wouldn't be forgotten.
The same thing here. Why is the Marshal that was sure to say that there would have been?
Because there were some of the other Tanoim here. There was somebody. There was a Tkuvas HaTanoim. The Romans were just making Xeris at that time, not to confer smicha. They weren't making Xeris against learning. There were other times to make Xeris against learning. And this time, the Xer was not to give smicha. So he went out of his way. He gave up his life in order to confer smicha. So the Gemara says, "Shepamach, the top line of Yudah, Pamachos Gozra Hamalchus Harushah." That's the Roman government. Gzeir al Yisrael Shekod Asemach Yehorek Chalan Nismach Yehorek. Whoever receives smicha, whoever confers smicha, the Yish Asemachem Vatechorev, the whole city will be destroyed. Chalan Nismach, V'Yisrael Asemachem Yehorek. All the neighboring area. So he didn't want to put other people's lives into danger. Me also Yehuda ben Bava Halach V'Yoshala ben Shnei Harim Gedolim. That's in the Galil. That's towards the end. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagosas and they went from location to location. So the last couple of cities were all in the Galil. Usho, Shvarim, these were the cities where the Bez Nagal used to meet. So he didn't want to confer the smicha in one of the cities. They'll kill all the people in the city. So he conferred smicha and the desert area, so that no one else's lives would be put into danger. All the famous Tanaim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Loz ben Shamua, another version adds on Rabbi Nechemia, sixth Tanaim. The Roman police realized what's going on. Amalam Banai Rutzi, Rabbi Yudah ben Baba told those who got smicha, you run for your lives. Amalei Rebbe, what's going to be with you? They're going to kill you. He said, okay, they're going to kill me. What can I do? And they killed. So that was the story. He was Moshe Nefesh to confer smicha. It didn't last too much longer. The smicha cocked out. This was in the days of the Tanaim. Then the smicha cocked out in the days of the Amoraim because of the Gzeiras Hashman. Yeah, that's what the Sri Deyesh has an essay in the end of. Sridi Yesh is a collection of tshuvas, and then at the end of, I think, volume 3, he has a collection of several essays. He has one essay about smicha. So he says, from this Gemara would appear that smicha is supposed to be conferred b'farhesia in public. Otherwise, why didn't he just give a private smicha? No one had to know about it. So apparently, it's based on the pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the smicha to Yeshua ben Nun, he said, the Rebbe Shalom told him, "Vitzivisa oisa li'einayim, you should confer the smicha in public." Why in public? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, because the smicha is not really a private affair, that the person gives smicha. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos on Chorus on Daf Chav Tes, that the reason why smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, that's the next Gemara. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael because it's a dovish al tzibur, and the tzirif al tzibur is only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz have Kedushas Yisrael, and Kedushas Yisrael is Machayv and Mitzvahs, and say Kedushana be Mitzvahs of Tzibonu. Kedushas Yisrael is Machayv and Mitzvahs, but Klal Yisrael only refers to the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So smicha is conferred when a dozen of three representing Klal Yisrael give the smicha. So that's why it has to be Dafka and Eretz Yisrael.
So according to this rough learning of the Rambam and Beis Din HaGadol, would he have to say, would the Rambam hold that that at the time when Beis Din HaGadol was around, they were the only ones who would give smicha? Since they're the real representatives of Klal Yisrael?
I think there is such a line in the Yerushalmi that the head of the Sanhedrin has to authorize the conferring of smicha. So maybe he authorized, maybe he gave permission to everyone who had smicha, please give smicha whenever you feel it's necessary. Should be, could be, it's a possibility, yeah.
How could they do it in the desert if it has to be in public?
How can they do it in the desert? He did it as public as possible, okay. The people came, but the people were watching. They didn't live there. They came, they announced in advance they're going to be a public ceremony of smicha. The Xeris HaMalchus was they're going to destroy the city if the smicha is conferred in the city. So he didn't violate the letter of the law. He conferred the smicha in the desert. But apparently a lot of people came to witness it, to watch when he conferred the smicha in public. Yeah. That's why it's a different... two different dinim of Beis Din HaGadol. Sometimes Beis Din HaGadol represents Tzibur, and sometimes Beis Din HaGadol is the Supreme Court. So the two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes there are mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The agricultural mitzvahs only apply when there's Kedushas Haaretz. And then there are other mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute the Tzibur. So here the Rambam writes that this conferring of smicha in Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with the Eretz Yisrael HaMekudeshes B'Kedushas Haaretz. The Gemara says, HaBekrachim Kovsho Ali Mitzayim Lo Kovsho Ali Bovel V'Hinichum, when they came back after the 7 years of Golas Bovel, they left out a lot of areas not to endow them with Kedushas Haaretz. And the Rambam writes, and Hilchos Sanhedrin, when he writes a Dinah of Smicha, nonetheless, you can confer Smicha there B'Zman Hazeh, aye, but it's not Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have Kedusha Soretz with respect to the agricultural mitzvahs, but it's still Sof Kol Sof, it is Eretz Yisrael. It's still part of Eretz Yisrael, that's Mitzaref, all of Klal Yisrael together, to be considered one big tzibur. Where did the Rambam get that from? That even though there's no Kedusha Shniyah. So the Kesef Mishnah says he got it from the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Ayor Samno Salak Vulin. So he pointed out, when we learned that Gemara, that's on Hayam Aleph, 15 lines on the bottom. We learned a different shot in that Gemara. Very strange how the Kesef Mishnah saw in that Gemara, but that's what the Rambam writes. That's what the Rambam writes, that Eretz Yisrael benegeh to smicha doesn't depend on Kedushas Haaretz. Any area that once had Kedushas Haaretz, that once had Kedusha Vishayna, that's considered Eretz Yisrael with respect to being Mitzaref Klal Yisrael together. Mr. Ben Gurion used to say that only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are Jews. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not Jewish. Because he didn't believe in Kedushas Yisrael. He didn't believe in mitzvahs. He claimed that he was an atheist. Probably not true, but he claimed that he was an atheist. He was always quoting Tanakh. So he was an atheist. What was he quoting Tanakh for? So if you're an atheist, the only concept of Klal Yisrael is the Tzibur. So he's right. The Tzibur is only the Jews, the nation. The Tzibur is only the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz. We agree with what Ben-Gurion said. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are part of the Klal Yisrael. But we believe that there's another concept of Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael. So he didn't believe in that. So Shitasai, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are not Jewish. Okay. And we hold that they're Tzvei Dinim. He wasn't a Briska. Begin was from Brisk. Ben-Gurion was not from Brisk. Yeah.
When they get the Beis Din together and they give the smicha over, what do they do? The Red Shtar today?
In recent years, the Mishnah Brewer writes in Ilchos Chalamoid. It says in Shulchan Aruch Ilchos Chalamoid, they quote from the Mishnah in Elam Megalchen that you're allowed to write Igros HaRishus on Chalamoid. What is Igros HaRishus? So the different pshatim. So Pasha pshat, Igros HaRishus, a letter, hello, how are you, how's everybody? Igros HaRishus, Dvarim Shel Mabakach, Narish guy. Just want to make someone happy. So you write a letter Chalamoid, you're going to deliver it to the other guy on Yontav, after Yontav, to make him happy, so you'll have to write such a letter in Chalamoid. So the Mishnah Brewer quotes that some of the Rishonim interpret Igros HaRashus, that the government writes official letters. The government is allowed to write letters on Chol HaMoed. And some Rishonim learn Igaris or Rishus, Rishus from the Reish Galusa, that the Nasi in Eretzol, that the Reish Galusa, we give Rishus Lodin, Yesh Lecha Rishus, like over here. Here it says, Yesh Lecha Rishus Lodin Dinik Nasis. How's the Loshon? V'yabilei Rishusa. So some say, Igaris or Rishus, a letter from a Bezdin giving someone smicha. So the Mishnah Berurah writes like today. The common practice today is that when you confer smicha to someone, so you give him a document that he has smicha. So in the days of the Gemara, they used to write igaris or rishus that imto lo yishalmo. What's the relevance of my nafkamin? Imto lo yishalmo. So the fellow has to have a document that says, I was authorized by the Nasi, by the Reish Galusa, to function as a dayan, even to the extent that imto lo yishalmo. They wanted to encourage me to stay in the field. So they gave me a rishus that if I make a mistake, I'll be potem. So that's the Mishnah Berurah interprets that those who Rishonim learned that that's what the Mishnah is talking about, igris or rishus. A letter that says that he has rishus lodin, which implies tola yisham. They didn't have to write that in the letter, but it's an embarrassment to say. I give you smicha that if you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. You don't write that. You just say, yesh locha rishus lodin dinimam, which means rishus from the nasi, rishus from the Reish Galusa, means that tola yisham. They want to encourage me to stay. So strictly speaking, smicha doesn't have to be a big sah. But the Mishnah Berurah writes that in recent years, that was the common practice. The Rabbanim always used to give a smicha big sah. And in the days of the Gemara, they used to give not so much smicha big sah, rishus, that if tov lo yishalmo, that you have to have big sah. Otherwise, the dayan's going to make a mistake and say, I have rishus, I don't have to pay. You say, prove that you have rishus. So the Nasi died, the Reish Galusa died already. So how's he going to prove that he has Rishus? So they had to have a letter. That was the Igaris of Rishus that the Mishnah is talking about. Then the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. There, Reb Meir, one of the five or six Tanoim who got Smicha from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Reb Meir. Reb Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Samche, is that what happened? Well, I'm Rabbi Bar Bachana, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, he has a historical tradition. Rabbi got smicha from Rabbi Akiva. That is before that. That wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That was way before. Everything more, I got smicha twice. Everything more, Rabbi Samcha Rabbi Akiva, but they kibloi. Samcha Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, they kibloi. He got smicha twice. The first time he got smicha, it says, "Veloi." The question is, how do you pronounce the word? "Veloi kiblu." The tzibur didn't accept it, or "Veloi kiblo." Rabbi Meir didn't accept it. There are two ways to read. V'loi kiblu, I think in the back of the Gemara, the Korab Yankif Emden says, I think he says, V'loi kiblu, the tzibur didn't accept the smicha. If somebody is given smicha and the tzibur doesn't accept it, we had the Tosefta, that if the bezna of three or five or seven declare Shanam Uberes, or they declare Rosh Chodesh, and the tzibur doesn't accept it, it's not valid. We in the Gemara, we only have if the Bezdin makes a gzeira, then Rav Atzibi Chalam Lamed Boy, so that gzeira has no tokef. They only have a right to make a din de Rabbanon if the tzibur accepts it. So here the Tosefta and Sanhedrin added on, Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashani, you need the haskama of the tzibur. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Why do you need the haskama of the tzibur? Because the Bezdin that does the Kiddush HaChodesh does a b'toras representation of Klal Yisrael. So if the tzibur doesn't accept it, so it's not chal. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, here, I think Rabbi Yankiv Emden learns of Hivaloi Kiblu, the Tzibur didn't accept its smicha. If the Tzibur doesn't accept it, it's not valid, like Rabbi Soloveitchik was saying, like the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that the smicha is really not conferred by the Masmech. The Masmech represents Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should merit his soul conferring the smicha. The Tzibur is conferring the smicha. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe you should read it V'loi Kiblo. The Rav Meir didn't accept the smicha. Why didn't the Tzibur accept it? Why didn't Rav Meir accept it? Whoever didn't accept it, why didn't they accept it? So we saw the Rashi. Rashi said because Bocho Hoya. Where's that Rashi? The third line from the top, V'loi Kiblo or V'loi Kiblo. Well, if he Shadain Hoya Bocho. So the Bashab Shad Bacha doesn't mean single as opposed to married. That's in Yiddish, the connotation of the word Bacha. Bacha means it was very young. So the people thought either he thought it was improper, or the people thought it was a joke. So then he got smicha a second time from Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Yeah, some have the practice that when the Svi Deyesh left Eastern Europe, he had a Rabbanus in Eastern Europe, and he went to Berlin to give the shir in the Hildesheim Seminary. So he left his wife behind. He got divorced or didn't get divorced, whatever the story was, he left his wife behind. So they have a collection of tshuvas that he wrote. So one of the shailas they have is, one of the Hungarian Achrayim writes that you can't appoint a single person as the shochet in the city, because single people are irresponsible, and you can't give him the responsibility. So they asked the shaila to the Shri Deish, is, what does he say? He said, he was single. So he says, we don't follow that. He says, we don't follow that opinion that the Darkei Tshuva. The Tshuva is the Mukacha, has a likut of Achrayim on Yerideya. So he quotes mainly Hungarian Achrayim. He quotes all the Achrayim, mainly Hungarian Achrayim. So he says, we don't follow that, yeah. So that's what some had such an attitude, that you can't give smicha to a single boy. Single people are irresponsible. So we mentioned that some smichas is in the Hasidish Yeshivas, and that's when they give smicha to a single boy after he finishes learning Yerideya. So they write, when he starts to cover his head with the talis, when it means when he's going to be married, then the smicha should take effect. So that's based on this Rashi, Adayin Hoyabach. Yeah, so this is the shaila. If somebody can first smicha, and the tzibur doesn't accept it, so I think Rabbi Yanki Fendel learns pshat v'lei kiblu, the tzibur doesn't accept it, it's not valid. What if the tzibur does accept it, but the musmach doesn't accept it? He doesn't accept it. And then 5 years later, he decides he does want to accept it. So what do you say in such a case? He didn't accept it. So Rav Soloveitchik taught v'loi kiblo, if Rav Meir didn't accept it, it's also not chal. We'll see the hemshech in the Gemara that the musmach has to agree to accept the smicha. If b'shas ma'isi doesn't agree, so the smicha is not chal. We'll have to see the next Gemara. Let's see what's the next Gemara. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi ain't smicha b'chutz lo'aretz. That's what the Rambam wrote in the Pirush HaMishnah. Some chorus on the Daf Chav Tes, he quotes this din. He says the reason why was the tziruf of the tzibur is only applicable to those who live in Eretz Yisrael. And he quoted to demonstrate that this is quoted in the beginning of Horius, that when you calculate whether Roif HaTzibur violated the Issachar is b'shege because of the mistaken psak of the Bez Nagol, b'hairoa halocha acharov yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. You only count those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, because the Jews who live in Chutzos are not called Kol. Kol God Meloi Chamos Adachim Mitzrayim. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Sefer Melochim that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place on Migdosh, there was a big crowd from the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael to the southernmost point called Meloi Chamos Adachim Mitzrayim. So the Gemara derives from that Pasuk only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered the Tzibah. Those who live in Chutzos are not considered the Tzibah. So that's what the Rambam interprets over here. We spoke before Hanukkah, we mentioned that the, that the Minchas Chinuch interprets in the Gemara. The Gemara raises the question, how come you only say, they only made a takana to recite halal on Hanukkah, they never made a takana to recite halal on Purim, why not? So the Gemara gives three different answers. So one of the answers is unclear, that you don't recite halal on a Nes that happened in Chutz Lo'aretz. Nes Purim occurred in Chutz Lo'aretz, and Nes Hanukkah occurred in Eretz. So why is there a difference for the Eretz and Chutz Lo'aretz? So we said that there are two interpretations of that Gemara. The Maharsha has one pshat. Minchas Chinuch tells you, look in the Maharsha, and he doesn't agree, and he gives his own pshat. But the Maharsha says that what it really means is there's Mohashgacha Pratis in Eretz Yisrael. So Nisim in Eretz Yisrael can be Lemaila Min HaTeva. Nisim in Chutz Lo'aretz is a Nes Nister. It's not going to be Lemaila Min HaTeva. So Halal HaMitzri, you only say when there's a Nes Lemaila Min HaTeva. That's what Gemara says in the end of Masecha Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei Chalki, and gomri ha-halal b'chol yom. I hope I'll always be able to say halal every single day. So the Gemara says, how can the Tana Rabbi Yossi say that? The Gemara has a tradition. Koloim ha-halal b'choloim harizim ha-charif ha-megadif. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't want to make nisim all the time. The Pasuk, I think, appears three times in Tanakh. Choyt nasim b'lo yavar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chukei ha-teva. He himself doesn't want to violate the chukei ha-teva. He doesn't like to do nisim. It's a priestess ha-kobit for the Rabbi Shalom to make nisim gluim, to break chukei ha-teva. He established the Chukei HaTeva and Sheshis Mebreish, and he wants it to remain like that. So the Gemara says, what Rabbi Yossi meant, Yehi Chalken, Gomer Hal B'Chayom, he meant Psuka de Zimra. There are two kinds of halal. Halal of Teva, halal of Nisim. So halal of Teva, that's Psuka de Zimra, that we say every day. Halal of, and Rabbi Yossi says, hope I'll come to Shul on time every day, early, that I'll be able to say the whole Psuka de Zimra. A lot of people come late, so they start from Baruch Hu, and they leave out the Psuka de Zimra. So he says, I hope I'll be able to say Psukah de Zimra every day. And the Halal HaMitzri, because it says, Halal HaMitzri, that's reserved only for Nisim Gluim, when you have a Nes, that's Lemaila Men HaTeva. But that's what the Mashal learns. Kelnis Halel HaMitzvi, what we call Halel, on a Neshet Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Sholom makes special Hashgacha Pratis, more Hashgacha Pratis, and he does Nisim Gluim. In Chutz L'Eretz, an Es of Purim is an Es Nister. In Eretz Yisrael also, by Chanukah, one was an Es Nister, one was an Es Nigla. The fact that Rabbi Miad Me'atim, and Tmei Me'at Torim, Rishoyim Miad Tzadikim, they won the war, that was an Es Nister. So with that Nes, you wouldn't say any Halel. That's an Es Nister. But on the Nes of the Pach Hashemah, that was an Es Nigla. So not you say Halel. That's what the Marshal learns Pshat in that Gemara. So the Minchas Chinuch says, look at the Marshal in Erchin Dafyut, but that Gemara is, and he thinks he has a different Pshat. So he quotes a Gemara from the end of the first Perek in Tainus, but the Gemara says that you only say, B'Sein Talamot Levrachum, when the Tzibur needs rain. Let's say one individual person has a factory, whatever, and he needs rain today. So he wants to pray to the Rebbeinu Shlom in the middle of the summer, when everybody else is saying the same bracha. He needs rain. He personally needs rain. So the Gemara says, Machlekes, the Gemara says, we paskin, he should not say the same talamot and baruch aleinu, he should say the same talamot and shmak aleinu. Shouldn't say in baruch aleinu. So the Gemara says, and what if it's a gigantic metropolis like Nineveh, Ir Gedolik in Nineveh, you have tens of thousands of Jews who live there, and they all need rain for some purpose or another? So the Gemara says, no, all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are kichidim dami. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes that Gemara. You should have quoted this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is by Smicha. You should have quoted the Gemara by Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. So instead he quotes that Gemara in Tainus. So all the Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are kichidim. So if they need, Ir Gedolik in Nineveh, if they need rain in the middle of the summer, let them all say Saint Talamot and Shmak Aleinu. Let them not say in Baruch Aleinu. So he learns, the Menchas Chinuch learns that that's the pshat in the Gemara. You only say Halel on a nes sheberetz Yisrael means on a nes that occurred to the Tzibur. If a Yochid experienced the Yeshua and the Yochid had a nes, then you don't say Halel. So all the Nisim that happen in Chutz La'aretz is by definite, even though the overwhelming majority of the Jews live in Chutz La'aretz, there was just a handful of Jews in the days of Esther. Most of the Jews lived in Chutz La'aretz, hardly anybody lived. During the 70 years of Golas Bavel, the nes Purim occurred towards the end of the 70 years, 2 or 3 years before the Binyan Bais Sheni was completed. So the Anes Shebechutz Lo is considered Anes to Yechidim. So the Chacham Anak had to be Mesaka in Halel for Anes for Yechidim. But Chanukah occurred in Eretz Yisrael, so that's Anes that occurred. That's Anes of the Tzibur. The same thing, Kisava Mechomel Be'artzcham Al-Atzareos Al-Harieh Semachatzeitzvus. It's a mitzvah, Sesemen Atar Lizik Al-Hari Al-Kaltzara Shalatov Al-Atzibur. The Rambam writes the beginning of Hilchus Tainios. The mitzvah men atar to bloch atzoitzu is when there's a tzoras atzibur. So the Rishonim say that's only tzoras atzibur. When the Yochid said, when the Jews and Chutz Lords have trouble, that's tzoras ayichidim. When Kitzav Mechamon b'yartzachem, al atzar tzareskem, when there's a tzora in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's only 5,000 Jews live in Eretz Yisrael and millions of Jews live in Chutz Lords, the tzora for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that's considered tzoras atzibur. Happens that right now living in Eretz Yisrael is half of the world, almost half of the world Jewish population. It's almost half, but even if the less than 1%, the 10 Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered the Tzibur. Everybody else is considered the Yechidim.
Do we assume that Ahasuerus had Eretz Yisrael under his control, under his command?
That's how the Gemara understood.
Right.
Yeah.
So then any psak that the king would make, basically saying that, you know, all the Jews in my kingdom should be killed, that would include the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if there's a declaration against the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael. And then it happened outside of Eretz Yisrael, so the Jews of Eretz Yisrael were saved completely. Mm-hmm. That should then.
Okay, it's a good question. Okay. We assume that what? Eretz Yisrael was one of the 127 Medinas, right? He said, Achatzi HaMalchus means he's not going to authorize the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. That's how the Gemara understands. I love you, darling, I'll give you anything. At Chatzi HaMalcha, only up until half. Eretz Yisrael was right in the middle, said it won't authorize the building, rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Chatzi HaMalcha means Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. I don't know, the Gemara, the Minchas Chinuch learns that that's the Pshat in the Gemara, that the main Nes occurred to the Yechidim, didn't occur to the Tzibur. Yeah. So the Gemara said you can only have Smicha in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean you can only have Smicha? Ma yein Smicha. What do you mean there's no smicha? If you should say, that whoever has smicha can function in Chutz La'aretz. It's not true, Atanan. The Mishnah says in the end of the first parak of Makkos, Sanhedrin can function in New York City, in Paris, and London. You can have a Sanhedrin all over the world and give din in the fashas. Ella, what it means is the lo samchina b'chutz l'art. They can't confer smicha in chutz l'art. Once they receive smicha in Eretz Yisrael, they can go to London, they can go to New York, they can establish a Sanhedrin there, give din in the fashas. They can, you can function in chutz l'art, but you can't confer smicha in chutz l'art. Doesn't mean you can't function, you can't confer smicha. So now the Gemara wants to know the details. Pshita, the following case, I know for sure. The line begins with the word pshita. Pshita, I know for sure. Samchem b'chutzal oretz, when it's mochem b'oretz. If the one who's conferring smicha is in chutzal oretz, and he wants to give smicha to somebody who's in Eretz Yisrael, harmin and deloit, we just said you can't confer smicha in chutzal oretz. The one who's conferring the smicha in chutzal oretz, no good. He has to be in Eretz Yisrael. But the shayla is, what about the reverse? Hello! What if it's samchem b'oretz, when it's mochem b'chutz l'oretz? The one who's conferring the smicha lives in Eretz Yisrael. You have a bezin of three, and all three have smicha. One of the three has smicha, whatever the story is, and they want to give smicha to someone who's not there, who happens to be b'chutz l'oretz. My, what's the din? So what's the shayla? What's the din? So Rashi learns, based on the Hemshech HaGemara, is there a requirement that smicha has to be b'fanav or not? Can you give smicha shaloi b'fanav? So the shayla Gemara, according to Rashi, very strange. Well, they ask the one who's conferring the smicha is in Eretz Yisrael, the one who's receiving the smicha in the chutz l'oretz. They can both be in Eretz Yisrael. One is in Yerushalayim, one is in Tel Aviv. It's a shayla where they have to give smicha b'fanav or not. It's not really a shayla if the nismach, if the samach is going to be b'chutz l'oretz. It's a difficult Rashi, the way Rashi reads the Gemara. My, what's the din toshma? The Rebbe Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Habi mitzdar alei the Rebbe Shem Baraba, the lohabi gabayu, the lismachay. Rabbi Yechanan felt bad that Rabbi Shimon bar Abba was not in the same city with him. He really wanted to give him a smicha, but he wasn't able to because it wasn't bifanav. So Rashi learns, where was Rabbi Shimon bar Abba? He was a chutz lord. No, he was also in Eretz Yisrael. So it's really not a shayla. Samchem baretz v'nismochem b'chutz lord. It's not so much a shayla b'chutz lord. It means shaloi bifanav. So Toshma, Rabbi Yechanan wanted to give it to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, but he didn't live in the same location where Rabbi Yechanan lived. It wasn't b'fanav. So he said he felt bad, he couldn't give him a smicha. You need dafke b'fanav. That's what it says. You need dafke b'fanav. Rabbi Shimon bar Zorud, v'chad yimei man Rabbi Yonatan ben Achmoy, or another version that has it, v'amid Rabbi Yonatan ben Achmoy, v'chad yimei man Rabbi Shimon bar Zorud. There were two Talmidei Chachamim. So we're going to only mention the more prominent one, and the other one was together with the other one. So the two versions, who is the more prominent of these two, Rab Shimon bar Zorud or Rab Yonatan ben Achmoy? So that the one version has it that he was the greater of the two, the other version the other. So what's the story? So what happened? Chad habigabaye samchu, the one who was present by Rab Yechanan received the smicha. Chad habigabaye lo samchu, the one wasn't there couldn't get smicha. He can only give smicha if b'fanav. He can't give shalai b'fanav. So the shayla before wasn't really so much samchem b'oretz v'nismachem b'chutzal oretz, means v'nismachem are not b'fanav. That's how Rashi learns, based on the Hemshech HaGemara. So Lechik suggested, he thought there was some Rishonim who didn't agree with Rashi, that they thought, no, the shayla was only samchem b'oretz v'nismachem b'chutzal, shalai b'fanav, you can confer smicha. That's okay, you can confer smicha. That was the premise before also. If the somchem abchutz lords, when the smochem abchutz, you can't confer smicha, because the somchem abchutz lords, not so much because shalei b'fanav. Shalei b'fanav doesn't really bother us. You can give smicha shalei b'fanav. But the shayla was, smicha cannot be conferred b'chutz lords, so do you need the somach should be mekabel the smicha? Like we said before, v'loi kibloi. So that you thought, not like Rabbi Yankov Hender, v'loi kiblu, the tzibur didn't accept Rabbi Akiva's conferring smicha to Rabbi Meir because he was too young. Rabbi Meir didn't accept the smicha. Meir thought that it wasn't right on Rabbi Akiva's part that he gave him smicha, he was too young. So Rabbi Meir didn't accept it. So if you say like that, that's Rabbi Soloveitchik thought maybe this is the suffix in the Gemara. Smicha cannot be conferred in chutz l'oretz, so does the samach have to agree to receive the smicha? So if the samach is in chutz l'oretz, he's participating in the act of the hasmacha, so that's not valid. The act of giving smicha has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. But he's saying, no, the samach can turn it down. The masmach gives him smicha, so the smicha is chal. The tzibur doesn't accept it, maybe it's not chal. But there's no such thing as the samach not accepting. So Soloveitchik thought that was the pshat. Then the hemshach of the Gemara has to be means the one who was in chutzlar. It's lo samchu, not the one who was shalai b'fanav. There's no chisaron of shalai b'fanav. If you say this other pshat, Rashi learns that whole gemara just meant shalai b'fanav, and other pshatim learn no. Means does the samach have to accept this smicha? If he has to accept it, then he has to be in Eretz Yisrael because he's participating in the act of smicha.
How can you learn that Derech Rashi b'shalom b'fanav? The Gemara is having here before. Could it be that the beis was in chutz la'aretz and the person was la'aretz? So how can a beis be chutz la'aretz if, by definition, it's the person is not fun? What aretz le chutz? The few Rashi. What's the havamina?
What are you saying? How can you have a havamina about
what? The Gemara says at the beginning, for sure, if the beis was chutz la'aretz and the person was la'aretz, that wouldn't work. So Shaila is, if the person is, if the beis is la'aretz, the person is chutz la'aretz.
Right.
So in Rashi, what the heck does that mean? What do they chutz of? It's the din is b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. How can a beis possibly be chutz la'aretz? Wherever the beis is, that's la'aretz. How's Rashi going to learn that happening?
What do you mean, wherever the beis is, it's in aretz? No.
How could a beis be chutz la'aretz?
Why not? The Gemara quoted the Mishnah from Makkos. That doesn't. Sanhedrin is not given b'chutz la'aretz. If they got smicha in Eretz Yisrael and they go to London,
so
they can have.
Then how's Rashi? What is Rashi? What does that mean with you, Rashi?
Why is it a problem? Once you get smicha in Eretz Yisrael, you can function in chutz la'aretz as
right.
It does.
But we're saying Rashi doesn't hold it to the in Eretz Yisrael, the lower Eretz
Yisrael. No, Rashi learns the Gemara is suffic if the samchim ba'aretz and the smochim ba'chutz la'aretz. Is lav davke b'chutz l'aretz. The shayla, even if they're both in Eretz Yisrael, but the shayla was whether the smicha shalai b'fanav is valid. They need b'fanav or isn't good even shalai b'fanav. Moshe Rabbeinu gives smicha b'yad, so of course they both have to be, of course has to be b'fanav. If you're going to give smicha b'yad, but if you just give smicha b'shem, so the Gemara had a suffer, can you do it even shalai b'fanav? So then the Gemara says, Toshma, that you cannot give smicha shalai b'fanav. It sounds like even Rav Shem and Barabba was also in Eretz Yisrael. So it's lav davke samchem boitz v'nismochem b'chutz l'aretz. Samchem and v'nismochem, they're both in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not b'fanav. That's how Rashi seems to hold. That the Gemara came to the maskana, you cannot give smicha unless it's b'fanav. And other Rishonim don't learn like that. Other Rishonim, no, you can't give smicha shalai b'fanav. That was the premise all along. You can't confer smicha shalai b'fanav. Just if the nismochem b'chutz l'aretz, that's no good because you need the samach should accept the smicha. It's not enough the masmich is conferring the smicha. If the samach doesn't accept it, like we said before, loy kib loy. Rameir didn't accept the smicha. Rameir didn't accept it, so the smicha wasn't chal. So the samach's acceptance of the smicha is part of the, he participates in the act of the hasmacha, so the act of hasmacha has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. Can't take place in Chutz La'aretz. His accepting the smicha is the act of smicha.
Where
is Rebbe learning in Rashi that he said it's the din of the funnel? Which Rashi? Some of us machen b'chutz lo'ez ma'ay, im asa mechamed b'oretz, v'anis mechamed b'bov, v'leisig abisaymech, he's not there, im ha'niki l'isigabay, isigabay l'isigabay. He doesn't say because of chutz lo'ez, the funnel of shalai the funnel. Given the l'isigabay, keeps on repeating.
And then he says that maybe it's Kielan that it is Gabay. So
that was the deal. Can you give smicha shalai b'fanav? Not so much can you give smicha b'chutz la'aretz. He leaves out the Bavil. He says they were in Bavil, but he says
in the very next Rashi he does mention Bavil. Rashi says
right.
And then
after Mitzvah Chutz La'aretz, Rashi thinks that if Rashi never said it, it's not very good. Okay. But I don't know. Pasha Pshat and Rashi sounds like he learned that it's Lav Davke, the Smachim Chutz La'aretz. Even in Smachim Be'aretz Yisrael, but it's Shalai B'fanav. That was the deal. Whether you can give Smicha Shalai B'fanav or not. The Gemara comes to the conclusion you cannot give Smicha Shalai B'fanav, even if they're both Be'aretz Yisrael. And the Posh B'shat Nigamari, so you say maybe Posh B'shat Rashi is also like that. Zavadigud. Okay. Zavadigud. The two ways to read the Gemara. Is it Dafke in the Smachim B'chutz La'aretz? Oh no, Smachim Shalei B'fanav, my. Then the Gemara tells this story, the last narrow line. Rab Chanina, Rab Oshia, have become Mishtake, Rab Yechanan, with Miss Machinu. These were two star students of Rab Yechanan. He was trying very hard to constitute a bezin to give them smichla. Have a Mishtai Milsa. It didn't work out. Every day something else came up. Have become its tire too. Rab Yechanan felt very bad. Amrulay said the two Talmidim told them, Loin its tire mar, don't feel bad. Why not? Because Anam Minibay Seli Kwasini, we are descended from Eli. And they were given a curse. None of the descendants of Eli HaKohen are supposed to get smich shenema. What do you mean there will never be a zokin? What is a zokin? Elaim zokin mamish. No one will live to ripe old age. That's a repeat of the other pasuk. The Lord died at a young age. All the descendants of Eli died at a young age. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, except for those who were Oisik in Gemilas Chasodim. So the Gemara said, Abai and Rava were both descendants from the Beis Eli. So one of them was Oisik in Gemilas Chasodim, so he lived much longer. The one who was only Oisik in Torah died at a very young age. So of course, Liam Bezakim of Beisach, he said, they'll die at the prime of life. Ela must be Zakin, Liam Zakim Beisach, Zakim means Ashikana Chachma. Ela means Smicha. You're not supposed to confer Smicha to anybody. No one from they got a curse. No one from the Beis Eli will ever be zeichet to get smicha. Okay, so that's what happened. Rabbi Yechanan didn't realize that he's not supposed to be giving smicha to these two students. So they told him, "Don't worry about it. We already heard about it a long time ago, centuries ago. We're not supposed to get any smicha." Yeah, the Gemara tells the Torah, "Abzera habekam etamer mile mismeche." He was hiding etamer. He was hiding out. He didn't want to get smicha. Why? We spoke last week about halach de bedrochov. A person should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel miskater. He hides. People write a book and they put their name on the book. Baruch Hashem created the world and he's hiding. He's invisible and he hides and he does make it obvious that he's here controlling the whole world. So we should also lead a life halach de bedrochov. We should all lead an anonymous life to try to hide. So he didn't want to be in the limelight. He didn't want to get smicha. He didn't want to compromise on his tznius. Amar Rabbi Loza liyolam hevi kovil v'yikayom. Kovil, Rashi says, is the Aramaic for darkness. Kevel lalyam. Rashi, afeilam etargim kivolam. Dark. So the tradition had in liyolam, a person should always be anonymous, lead a quiet life, not to do anything in public. He didn't want to get any smicha. But then he heard that there's value to getting a smicha. So sometimes we are called upon to compromise on our tznius, and sometimes he was supposed to. The Rebbeinu Shlomo also sometimes compromised on his privacy. He's usually a kel mistat, and once in a long while he makes a gilui shechina. So once in a while we are called upon also to do things b'fra hesia. That's what I mentioned. I have yartzei twice a year, so I have to daven for anomit twice a year. Okay, so whoever gets an aliyah, whoever gets davens for anomit, I'm always compromising on this. I'm always speaking in public. Whoever is a Rebbe is always compromising on his privacy. So when Reb Zera heard that there's a tremendous value in getting smicha, came in the shami lahod amar ablaz ain on the mother l'gdom came machon lo kalav and oisav. He heard that if they give you smicha, that's like ola l'gdula. So then you get a mechilas avinus amtzi le'an afshe. He went out of his way to try to get smicha.
Our shop point says that that's on the sign.
Because they never got the smicha. Okay, interesting. The Gemara says they never got the smicha. Very good.
What is Rabbi
Kivig's
shot of
Ola Lekulas? Why?
Why are you
Nymphal Masan
if you're
Ola Lekulas? The Rabbi Kivig has, Yerushalmi and Bikurim says there are three people who get Mechilas Avainas. One is Chosin, one is Ola Lekdula, and a ger shen is gar. Those are the three people. Based on Psukim and Tanakh. So when Rabbi Zera heard that there's a tremendous value, so then it's kedai to compromise on this tzinius in order to get that mechilas avinus. It's worth it. Okay. Amtzi le'anafshi. He went out of his way to try to get smicha. Kisamchu le Rabbi Zera. When they finally gave this Rabbi Zera the smicha, Shavu le'hochi, they sang in his chag smicha, they sang the following. Nigen, lo k'chav lo shrak lo pirkus. They would sing this for akala. That she doesn't need lipstick, she doesn't need rouge, she doesn't need any eye paint, and she's gorgeous. So they sang it for him. He doesn't have the externalities, the doesn't wear the big hamburg, he doesn't wear the long frock, he doesn't do the shtick, but he knows how to learn. So the kala is good looking. That was a nigun they used to sing for a kala who was very pretty, so they sang it for him.
It just seems that he's gone against the Rav. Rav Baruch Hu doesn't compromise his tznias for personal benefit.
On rare occasions, the Rav Shlom compromises on his tznias.
So he personal benefit?
No. So Rav Shlom doesn't need any personal benefit. But he felt that this was a religious gain. It's going to be Nimchalam Avadas. This is a religious gain. So it's kedai to compromise on his tznias in order to get the Mechilas Avadas.
Did he do it for the tzibur?
I don't know. He did? I don't know. Yeah. That's what we mentioned, that the Chachamim had a feel for how to darshan psukim. The Shach has what's called Nekudas HaKesef on the side of the Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya. Every so often he picks on the Taz. He disagrees with things. The Taz are called Turizov, Nasalachim, Nekudas HaKesef, based on the Pasuk in Shir Hashir. So the Shach has comments on the side of the page in the Yeredeya where he disagrees with a lot of things that the Taz writes. So on the first page in Yeredeya, page Aleph, Amen Aleph, so the Shach has a comment there, in the first Nekudas HaKesef, he says that sometimes, darshan Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, that the following din only applies to the men, doesn't apply to the women. Even though Tosfos writes in Bava Kamma that kol ha-tarukul b'loshon zochar nichtav, there is no neutral gender in Hebrew. Either you write masculine or feminine. You can't write neutral. The Torah is written by Loshon Zohar and Hishva Kosev Ishalish. All the dinim apply to the women equally. But still, once in a while, the Gemara will darshan, Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Sometimes they'll feel it doesn't make sense, to, like by smicha. When you bring a korban, you do smicha, the opening post, the beginning of Vayikra. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? A woman can't bring a korban? A woman can bring a korban also, but she doesn't do smicha. Women are not allowed to do smicha b'chol koichem. They want to do imitation smicha just to float the hands on top. That's a machlokes hatanaim, whether they're permitted to do imitation smicha, but real smicha b'chol koichem they're not allowed to do. So the tanoim had a feel, had a darshan psukim. And sometimes al darshan dabel b'nei sov v'lo geirim. And parsha saito, when the Torah promises a miracle, a dairus, that if the husband suspects that his wife is not faithful to him, he should bring her to the Beis HaMikdash and drink the Mayim HaMarim. So there's nothing poisonous in the Mayim HaMarim. It's bitter. It doesn't taste good. You put in a little sand. Sand is not poison. It's put in a little bit, some kind of a chemical to make it taste bitter. There's no reason that she should die from that. It doesn't taste good. But the Torah promises a miracle that if she's guilty, then she's going to die. Misa Mishunah. And if she's innocent, even if she wasn't able to have children before, Choysa Menikzov and Israel Zar, she'll be able to have a baby. And if she had babies before, there'll be healthier babies and better looking babies and so on. So the Torah promises such a miracle. So some of the Tanoim said they had a they understood that. Be'al b'nei Yisrael, ish ish kisis ish, b'nei Yisrael v'lo geirim. You have to have a feel how to darshan the psukim. In every generation, the Chachamim have the right to darshan the psukim the way they see fit. The Rambam writes, Ein lecha lo shefet shebi amecha yiftach b'doro kishmul b'doro. The Rambam in the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes from the Gaonim that every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. Kol ma shetalmid vasek vasek l'chadish, v'anem ala l'moshe misina. Every single halacha, every single line in the Mishnah Brura, every sharatzion, every bir halacha, everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam thinks that that's ridiculous. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how come there's so much machlokes in the Gemara? It means they forgot 99% of the dinim. Everything was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. How can it be? So the Rambam says, Chas v'shalom. The Beis Din in every generation, Moshe Rabbeinu was given the text of the Chumash. It was given halachas l'Moshe Messina. It was given pirushim ha'mekubalim l'Moshe Messina. Then it was given the midrash ha'tarin ha'dreshes b'amsha. And every generation, the Chachamim darshan the psukim, the way they see fit, the way they think it makes sense to darshan. So in later generations, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they had machlokes, and should you darshan ahin, should you darshan aher, over here, is it a bezna three, a bezna five? It was a machlokes, how do you darshan the psukim? It's not every machlokes is based on shikha, that they forgot was, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu was given over certain attitudes, and when they transmitted the Torah Shebaal Peh from one generation to the next, they had to transmit those attitudes. If you only give over the halachas, you don't give over the attitudes. So he didn't give over the whole Masorah, the Torah Shebaal Peh. And the attitudes are very important. The Gemara has an expression. We said already. The Gemara says in Brachas, in Perek Shlosh Shochlet, there's a Machalikas HaTanaim. So many Tanaim rub the opinion, you cannot be Mitzarif and Amor, it's the bench Mezuman. So what's the definition of Amoritz? You don't have to be learned. So the Gemara has different opinions in Tanakh. Amoritz is Rabbi Yehuda, Amoritz is Rabbi Meir, different shitas. So one Tanakh says Amoritz is even Korah, Vishana, Veloshimish, Talmid Chacham. Korah means he knows Tanakh. Vishana means he knows all the Mishnahis. Veloshimish, Talmid Chachamim. He didn't pick up the attitudes from his Rebbe. It's not enough just to pick up the abstract halachas. You have to pick up attitudes, because in every generation there's going to be a judgment call. They're going to darshan a new pasuk. They're going to come up with a new halacha. Ein lecha lo shefet shibei mecha. So if he doesn't have the tradition of the attitudes, what are the correct attitudes from his Rebbe? So he's going to darshan incorrectly. So Leitchik used to say, to have it printed from him in one of the Yartzai drashas, used to say that people think that the Gemara has two sections, halacha and agoda. So he says everything is halacha. Halacha tells you what you're allowed to do, what you're obligated to do, what you're not allowed to do. Agoda tells you what you're allowed to think, what you have to think, what you're not allowed to think. Agoda is the halacha of machshava. What are you allowed to think and what are you not allowed to think? How are you supposed to think? That's called agoda. And you have a masora on that as well. You have to have a masora on attitudes on hashkofa, because in every generation there are going to be judgment calls, so they have to be trained by their rabbeim. What are the attitudes? That's what there's a sefer. The year we were learning Chulin, so we were learning, we were using a lot the Dor Ravi. We mentioned Dor Ravi is a sefer by the great grandson of the Chasam Sofer. He was the first one to be named after his great grandfather's name was Moshe. He was a rabbi in Kloisenberg. So he wasn't a Kloisenberger rabbi. He was a rabbi in Kloisenberg. And then he was a big Zionist, and he gave up his rabbanis to move to Eretz Yisrael in the early 1900s. So he has a very fantastic sefer on Chulin, very, very modern style of learning. The people, all the brisket, would enjoy it very much. He analyzed everything very beautifully. So he has, by way of introduction to the Masechta, he has an introduction to the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. He has a couple of things that not everybody agrees to, but he has other things that are very interesting. So one comment he has is, Hashem is seen, Abba Bezorach, Mister Alam, Hafim, Harpar, Vosam, Mariva, Eskodesh, etc. So the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch, what is Rebbe Shalom doing in Seir and Paran? He originally offered the Torah to Seir and Paran, they turned it down because he said, what does it say in the Torah? Rebbe Shalom said, it says, like Sinaf, oh, like Sinaf, that we can't live with that. Then it says, like Sigzal, oh, we can't live with that. It says, like Sig, like Sirtzach, we can't live with that. So they didn't accept the Torah. What do you mean? La sirtzach and la sinaf and la sigzol is from the Sheva Mitzvah's Ben Enoch. What do you mean they can't accept it? The whole Agoda doesn't make sense. What do you mean? He offered the Torah. He wasn't going to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. The original plan was going to give it to the Yom HaSar. So all of a sudden the whole thing is strange. So he says, the Torah, the Mitzvah was going to be given to the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That we're going to be given the Mitzvahs. But the Baruch Shalom gave the Koyach Psak, the Koyach Achros Psak Halacha, to Bnei Yisrael. So originally he was considering, contemplating the possibility of giving Matan Torah, means Lord Bashamayim, he, the human being should be Machri, what the Psak Halacha. He wanted to give that Koyach HaPsak to the Paran and Seir. So they told the Rebbe Shalom, it's not a good idea, because we are so involved in Lord Sirtzach, we're going to Tzedrei your Torah, we have an agenda, we're going to reinterpret the Torah in such a way that it's not going to come out what you want. That we're so into Lo Sigzol, we're going to reinterpret everything. The Talmid Chacham in every generation have the right and the obligation to interpret the Torah, but they shouldn't have their own agenda. You can take a Pasuk and Chumash, you can reinterpret it that it means just the opposite from what the intention was. So you have to have people in every generation who are interpreting Lefi Ruach HaTorah. So that you have to have a Masorah. What is the Ruach HaTorah? What is the spirit of the law? Before you decide what is the letter of the law, you have to know what is the spirit of the law, to know how to darshan psukim. That's what the first Nekudas HaKesa writes in Yerideya. The Chacham and every generation, the Tanoim and later, they had to decide. Abel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael, or b'nei Yisrael v'lo Gerim. You have to decide. Sometimes it fits in, sometimes it doesn't fit in. So the Tanoim darshan on the Pasuk, Saim tosim alach ha-melech, melech v'lei malko. That is bad enough. The human beings are sometimes called upon to compromise on their tznias. Bad enough that a man has to compromise. They don't think that it's right that women should have to compromise on their tznias. Here the Gemara tells the story. This Reb Zera didn't want to, he was hiding, he didn't want to get smicha. Smicha means that you're compromising on your tznias. But then he heard that it's of value that you get in the Mcholam Abanos, and says, okay, he'll compromise on his tznias for that purpose. We all compromise. We get aliyahs, we daven for an omid. we do things compromise on etznias. But even when you're compromising, so the halacha says the women should avoid compromising on etznias. So the women should be like Rav Zeira said originally. They don't want to get smicha, and they don't want to practice as a rabbi, a functioning rabbi in the community. That's how the holy Tanaim had a tradition, how to darshan besukim. The Gemara says that the one who's korah v'shana, well, l'shemesh tamin chacham, he's called an am ha'aretz. Rav Soloveitchik said the expression at that time, even if a person knows all of Talmud Bavli by heart, if he didn't accept, he didn't receive traditions from his rabbeim on attitudes, says an am ha'aretz. That's what the Gemara says. Korah v'shana, well, l'shemesh tamin chachamim, is an am ha'aretz. So this Gemara has about this aspect of hashkofa, this aspect of attitude. Yeah. So they sang these nigunim. Okay. Arifa seglo. What is arifa seglo? Okay, maybe tomorrow, Belina, we'll start from arifa seglo. Tomorrow, there are a couple of things going on. I have to give a shiur for the smicha students at 1:00. And I have to give a shiur in high school at 10:15. So maybe I'll give a shiur here 11:15 till 1:00. Belina. Stop and get anchoring. Tomorrow's Tuesday, 11:15 shiur. Okay. There are more yotzim in our club than there are clubs.
Can we do a chana for the
yeshiva? Only yeshiva?
What
time?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? Oh, yeah, really brief shiur. Okay. Okay, 11:15.
Yaros. 11:15 is 12? Yaros.
Guess so.
Who's shiur lunch with that?
What would the students when he talks about that, you know, Hallel is only a din in Klai Yisrael, which is a din in Eretz Yisrael. So what about Pesach, which happened in Mitzrayim and crossing the...
Yeah, the Gemara talks about... I have to look at the Gemara again. The Pashtuns is that two different fields of Hallel. One is on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov...